Tonight, we're live at Flux, and we're live with Chantel Ritter and the crew of Grateful Gluttons. You brought the party down to Flux.
Yeah, that's my people in the background.
I like it. We were here. We were having an interview with Kwanzaa Hall, and it was, you know, it's a live interview. We're having fun, but we're talking, we're connecting, and all of a sudden the gluttons start parading by doing your jazz funeral, and I'm like, we gotta address this. And he gave like a color commentary, and y'all looked amazing.
Oh, thank you so much. We love Kwanzaa Hall. He's a sport.
Well, for the people who are listening that don't have the benefit of seeing all the amazing costumes and the work, tell them what you all are dressed like, what you're doing, who you are, all that fun stuff.
Will do. Well, we're the crew of the Grateful Gluttons, and crew with a K is a New Orleans term that not everyone here knows about, but hopefully they do now. So we're a group of friends and family that throw parades in the belief that parades are a gift to the city. And this is a rarefied one because we took a little piece of juicy Atlanta history that no one seems to know about, Snake Nation, that Castleberry Hill was Snake Nation.
Which and, was?
Well, in 1850, the population of Atlanta is 2,048 people, and there are 40 operating saloons. So it's like a saloon for every 50 people. And Snake Nation's a red light district that was in Castleberry Hill, and it was sort of headquarters for the Free and Rowdy Party. So the Free and Rowdy Party held the mayorship of Atlanta for the first 3 years. So it was a crazy frontier town. So in 1851, they lose the election to the Morrill Party, who ran on the law and order platform.
That's where it all went downhill.
That's where, yeah, exactly. And the rowdies lost, and they didn't take it well. They got a cannon, like a little 1814 ceremonial blow it on the 4th of July cannon, and shot mud balls at John Norcross, the new mayor's store. And that was it. They did threaten to run him out of town, but, you know, they didn't kill anybody.
Civil disobedience, but curbed.
Yeah. So what happened is, and it's out of a history book. I mean, if I made it up, you'd say that's over the top, Chantel, you know. But so masked men come in the night with axes and torches and burn down Snake Nation, whip the men, and drag the women out into the forest as far as Decatur. So, you know, it's
and
really,
that was the Morrill Party?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah. That's the Morrill Party.
Just making sure.
Right. That'd be the moral of the story. Keep your eye on the Morrill Party. Yeah, but, you know, if the Morrill Party and the Rowdies had worked it out, we might have buildings from 1850 here.
And you all are celebrating that, the Snake Nation.
We wanted to give it a funeral, a proper send-off, you know, like a funeral for what was Snake Nation. And I think it's fun to put that the tradition of a funeral, of jazz funeral, which is where, you know, once you leave the gravesite, it's a happy thing. You know, once we address the history of the thing, that it's a happy thing. And it's fun to put an elegant, playful touch on what is a dirty little piece of history.
I would imagine that the majority of the people who are out, and there are 10,000 or so people out at Flux tonight, they see this parade coming by. And I don't know how many of them know it's a funeral, but everyone's like celebrating with it. That's kind of nice.
Yeah, we handed out candy, lollipops with a little tag on it that has the sentence, I mean, has the history reduced to a few sentences, and roses, and actually bottles of snake oil.
But I see it. I love it.
Yeah. So hopefully they, you know, reading is fundamental. Hopefully they read it and get an idea of what had happened, you know, what we were doing a send up to. But we stopped at Nomos and just threw down New Orleans Dance Party in the street.
I love it. By the way, we got you a little something. Let's see.
Yay! We needed the second line, Hanky. Wonderful. Wonderful.
You know, I'm from New Orleans. I know you lived there for many years. I love that you're bringing, like, some of that spirit of New Orleans with the whole crew, of course, to Atlanta.
Thank you. It's been a very interesting experiment because, you know, you wonder, I mean, we're just 500 miles away, that the cultural stuff doesn't travel, hasn't traveled up here is odd to me. You know, I was like, wait, there's, you know, what can you do here? What can you participate in? What, you know, so, and that's one of the great things about New Orleans. I think that those people are so attached to their city, you know, I'm from New Orleans. I'm proud about that. It's like they
familiar.
Have some secret fun thing, and they do because they parade together and they've been doing it for 150 years. So, you know, it's interesting to think about, and moving to Atlanta is like, can you transplant a cultural behavior? You know, because it is a behavior. It's active art. It isn't just, You know, and I think that it's good for a place. It's good for places because we lay down these shared memories on our streets and we come to love, excuse me, the street and the people we did it with. You know, I think it's good for people and place. It's creative placemaking.
You know, Living Walls Conference was here a couple of months ago, and it was so cool this year. I thought that the first ever in the history of the world all-female street art conference.
Yeah.
That's awesome, right?
Yeah.
They had people going around and looking at these murals and talking about this tactical urbanism. How do you change a community? And you can change it in an instant with a parade.
Yeah, you really can. You can change the way people feel about a place because they participated, they did something. And then I also wonder too, in Atlanta, does everyone want to do that? You know what I mean? Is it just a New Orleans thing where everyone really digs making something and costuming and coming out and being with their people and having a good time? Yeah, they do.
Well, it's fun. I spoke with Lewis Corrigan on Sidewalk Radio on our art collection episode. Go to iTunes and check it out. But anyway, we talked about Flux, and we talked about how, you know, Lewis was saying, you know, we really need more arts. We really need more culture in the city. You know, who's going to do it? Oh, I guess I can. And you all are doing that. You know, how did that happen? Is it just because you and the crew are into it? Or, you know, was there some moment? How did it come about?
Well, there kind of was a moment. I moved back here in 2001, and that happened to be the first year of the Little Five Points Halloween Parade. And I declared the crew in 1999 when I lived in New Orleans, really like as a ruse to get my Atlanta people to come to Mardi Gras and like see what these people do. It's a gift to their city. I want to do that. We're those people, you know, we love to do that. And I ended up moving back to Atlanta, and we paraded for the first time in Little Five Points Halloween Parade, and that used to be all that we did. And then I got that giant skeleton puppet idea, and I wanted like an army of them. So that's what sort of made me to apply for a grant. So our first crew gone public was in 2008 when we got a grant to do the giant skeleton puppets for the Little Five Points Parade. Now, you know, our New Orleans friends think that crew gets art grant to do parade is absurd.
Well, you know, hey, whatever it takes.
Well, they fund it themselves. You know, I mean, they're huge and they do it all year long. You know, like to get, I bet in New Orleans you couldn't get a grant to do a parade. You know, there's so many parades.
It's the parades in New Orleans. It's crazy. I was back. I don't even remember when it was, but I was walking through the French Quarter, and this like little crew, not little, pretty big crew comes by, and they had like everyone was decked out, and there was a like one float. It was the halfway to St. Patrick's Day parade. That's New Orleans.
Yeah.
But you all are bringing that here, and it's great, and like, you know, we're just so happy to
I'm
have
so
you.
I'm so glad. Yeah, and now in Atlanta there are parades, plural.
Well, I'm gonna let y'all go back out and parade, and I think I might join the crew, so thank you so much for coming.
Thank you so much, and thanks for the bourbon.
Yeah.